USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Starting this week, I'll be deploying hundreds more vaccinators and more sites to help get the booster shots in people's arms.
President Biden outlining steps to deal with the growing threat of the COVID Omicron variant. Biden continues by saying he's using the military to help curb the COVID spread.
In addition, I've directed the Pentagon to mobilize an additional 1,000 troops to be deployed to help staff local hospitals and expand capacity. That's 1,000 military doctors, nurses, and medics.
Winter holiday travel is back. AAA saying travel numbers are on par with the pre-pandemic record of 2019. They estimate more than 109 Americans will travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week from December 23rd to January 2nd. This is USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war, what in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Procter & Gamble is recalling some of their hair care products in what they're calling an abundance of caution. The company's saying that's because they may contain the cancer-causing agent benzene. Over 30 different hair care products are being recalled, including different Pantene, Herbal Essences, Hair Food, Old Spice, and Aussie products. Procter & Gamble adding that it has not received any reports of adverse events. The Golden State is going after a big box retailer.
California officials filed a lawsuit against Walmart Monday, alleging the retail giant illegally dumped hazardous waste in state landfills. The suit alleges Walmart unlawfully disposed of roughly 160,000 pounds a year of pesticides, batteries, and various other toxic corrosive wastes. Walmart said it will fight the lawsuit, which they call unjustified. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One second.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve. Yeah.
Well, here I am.
Yikes!
Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Going a little bit more in depth on President Biden's address at the White House on Tuesday, Biden saying the United States is not where it was in March of 2020 when there were lockdowns, no vaccines, and schools switched to remote learning.
Now, if a student tests positive, other students can take the test and stay in the classroom if they're not infected, rather than closing the whole school or having to quarantine. We can keep our K-12 schools open. That's exactly what we should be doing.
A newly released report details how Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox's office mishandled the Jussie Smollett case. The report was put together by the lead prosecution team that saw Smollett convicted of lying to Chicago police about staging a 2019 hate crime. The report says that Fox and her top deputies repeatedly made procedural and ethical missteps, and they mishandled the case and then tried to mislead the public as they attempted to respond to outrage over the decision to dismiss charges against the former Empire actor. The National Hockey League is expected to opt out of the 2022 Winter Olympics in China due to COVID. While a formal announcement is expected soon, multiple sources have told ESPN. Both the NHL and NHL Players Association reportedly came to an agreement to not have players participate in the men's hockey tournament in the Beijing Games. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.